Utah's legislative session wrapped up week one on Friday, and it's the first session for the legislature's youngest member, 27-year-old Republican Representative Candace Perucci from Harriman. Perucci says her age brings a helpful perspective to the legislature, but she doesn't want it to define her. KUER Sonia Hudson tagged along with her as she tackled the first day on the job.
Perucci often gets stopped by Capitol Security, who mistake her for an intern. The session has just kicked off, and she's already had a close call. And it's only 8:30 a.m.
So I did walk out of the main doors, and I saw them give me a look.
She's glad she was wearing her Utah House of Representatives pin on the lapel of her blazer.
So I kind of just move my hair so they can see it. But my colleagues have all been incredibly welcoming.
Perucci's day is packed with meetings, from formal committee hearings to an informal breakfast with the homeless services organization The Road Home in the Capitol Rotunda.
Hi, how you doing?
Candace Perucci.
Hi, Candace.
Perucci starts talking with Road Home Executive Director Michelle Flynn, asking how they help people and what the state can do to address homelessness.
What bills are you guys, are there any that you're watching this session?
So Senator Andreg is running a bill for housing.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Perucci grabs lunch with Harriman city officials. And just after 1 p.m., she's sitting in her office recalling how she interned here 10 years ago as a high school senior for her local representative, Carl Wimmer.
And he said, how about you just intern for me? Just don't tell people your age. So I just told people I was a senior. They assumed it was college. So baby face, right? No. So I interned, fell in love with it.
She stuck with politics, working as a legislative assistant here, interning for Utah Senator Mike Lee, and joining Utah Valley University's College Republicans Club.
Which is how I met my husband. Very romantic. We're both president of our school's College Republicans.
After college, Perucci went on to work for Utah Congressman Chris Stewart and the Sutherland Institute, a conservative think tank in Salt Lake City, where she worked until the end of the year. Now, Perucci and her husband have a 10-month-old son, Benji, and she says she gets a lot of questions about how she juggles it.
I seriously doubt my male colleagues get asked the questions I do. You know, I get asked all the time, aren't you a mom? Don't you have a baby? Where's your baby? Half the time you want to be like, oh my gosh, I forgot.
But Perucci doesn't want her age or the age of her son to be a distraction.
In some meetings, I'll just come out of the gate and say, hey, I'm 27, let's chat policy.
Perucci says she wants to focus on transportation, infrastructure, and veterans affairs. She's running a bill that would require developments in urban counties to get approval from nearby cities to give them a say in projects that would affect them.
If we can do this, cities are being represented in those really big decisions that have long-lasting impacts on them.
Perucci was in office during last month's special session when the legislature passed sweeping tax reform. She bucked her party by voting with a handful of other Republicans against the bill. What troubled her most was the increased grocery tax. Perucci says her age helped inform her decision. It wasn't that long ago that her and her husband were fresh out of school, struggling to pay their grocery bill.
So at $27, I would stop because I knew of the $30 I had for the week, I got to figure out taxes.
Around 4 p.m., Perucci's first bill is up for a vote on the House floor.
House Bill 42, Representative Perucci.
Her legislation makes a small technical change to how a state program collects donations. When Perucci finishes introducing the bill, she smiles, bracing for the lawmaker hazing she knows is coming, like a really tough question from Representative Mike McKell.
Since 1896. If you can identify every time it was used in Spanish Fork, that'd be great. Thank you.
So I know that's the best use of time. And I can't tell you the specifics on Spanish Fork, but I'm sure they have discussed the Constitution and civil rights as you are here. So they must be an educated community.
Part two of the hazing is all the representatives voting no on the bill.
Seeing all those present having voted, voting.
Before changing their votes to a yes. It passes unanimously and is an easy first win.
After I commented back to Representative McKell, someone said, oh, she's going to be just fine. And so I kind of feel like I earned my stripes.
Perucci is young enough to have a long and influential career in politics, but she says she doesn't know how long she'll be a lawmaker. For now, she's just focused on getting the work done. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.